Okay, tell me this. Have you ever leaned in close to someone? Maybe you were about to kiss them, but instead of lips, you veered straight into their neck, just so you could take a deep breath and figure out what they smelled like? Because I have. And that's today's story. So stick around, because this one is about scent, it's about memory, it's got a lot of flirting in it, and a man, we're just going to call him Mr. Smells Good. So picture this, it's a Friday night. I'm out with some friends, maybe feeling a little more like a reckless 20-something than the age I actually am. You know the vibe. Music, laughter, a little too much energy in the air. And that's when I see him. Mr. Smells Good. Now, this isn't the first time I've noticed him. Every time that I've been around him, he's smelled. Well, stop me in my tracks good. Not just, he showered today good. Not just dab of deodorant good. I'm talking, oh my God, what is that magic on your skin good? And somehow, Mr. Smells Good, he always seems to deliver in that department. I'd even told him once before, I leaned in close, absolutely closer than was necessary, and said it to his ear, you smell really good. And the best part for me was Mr. Smells Good leaned in too. And that's when he told me that I smelled like people that he remembered in Paris. Which is interesting because I was wearing Un Jardin sur le Nile by Hermès that night. This has been one of my absolute summer favorites this year. It's green, citrusy, and it has a sort of brightness that just lingers in the sultry summer heat. If you've never smelled it, imagine standing by a river in Egypt with a bowl of green mangoes, a sprig of tomato leaf, and the faintest breeze of lotus flowers. That's my poetic rendition of this fragrance. That's the vibe. So when Mr. Smells Good caught that, I thought, okay, this guy has a nose. Because not just any guy would pick that out. Like, so big points in my book. And I'll toss it to you, the listener. What's your Paris in a bottle sort of fragrance? The spritz that immediately transports you to somewhere you've been or somewhere you dream about? Think about it. So fast forward to this night. I bump into Mr. Smells Good again. And I don't know what it is about him, but he makes me go grrr in the best possible way. So knowing that he always smells incredible, I leaned in. And yes, I sniffed his neck. Probably lingered there longer than socially acceptable, considering this was in a bar with other people around, some of whom definitely stopped and looked. Go ahead and judge me. It's good. I actually think people didn't care all that much. So it hit me, though, the fragrance. I didn't know what... I was like, huh. Like, that fragrance that Mr. Smells Good was wearing, it was so familiar. Like, I was like, what? Wait. Like, my brain was just pinging it. And it's so familiar. It was so good. So I stood there thinking about it. I know this. Like, my brain was like, I know this one. It was interesting. So at first I was thinking, was that Dior Fahrenheit? Like there's something there. There's something about the warmth. There's something familiar in that. I will say too, like I'd had a drink or three. So my brain wasn't exactly lightning fast. So I did, I let that scent just kind of sit in my head and thinking this will hopefully come to me. And it did. The visual that was happening in my brain While I was leaning into Mr. Smells Good, the letters, literally of the alphabet, started spelling themselves out like a Ouija board. T-E-R-R-E. D, apostrophe, H-E-R-M-E-S. And I did do this, I swear. I leaned in and I started to whisper it out loud, spelling it. Then I said it. Terre de Hermes. Mr. Smellsgood looked at me like I had just guessed his ATM PIN number. He just said, he's like, oh my God, how? You recognize it? I bought this on a trip in Paris. But yeah, I definitely recognized it. That unmistakable mix. Orange, grapefruit, citrus, peppery, flinty, earthy vetiver, a little smoke, a little campfire. Honestly, it's one sexy fragrance. The kind of thing that it feels rugged and elegant. I don't know. That's Mr. Smells Good in a bottle. And here's the kicker. I was wearing a fragrance called The Soft Lawn that night by Imaginary Authors. If you've never smelled it, imagine tennis balls, like in the best way, like round, bright green tennis balls. There's other notes to it too, but like tennis balls, it has this clean, sporty, I don't know, not sporty in like how we generally think of sporty fragrances. This is like, imagine tennis balls, ivy leaves crawling up a wall, a little bit of grapefruit, maybe some cut grass, like think like really green lime blossoms. And there's definitely like a strong undertone of like vetiver. Yeah, the fragrance, it's quirky. It's very green. It's a little bit playful. I like to think it smells like a summer day of tossing tennis balls around on a tennis court, wearing crisp white, you know, shorts, maybe a white sweater kind of tied around your neck. Very sort of preppy. Yeah. Tennis balls. Anyway, there we were, you know, Mr. Smells Good and I, his Terre de Hermes swirling around with my Soft Lawn by Imaginary Authors. I like to think that, you know, as we were standing there leaning into each other, kind of a little bit of a scented duet. Earthy smoke and citrus layered up against like my fresh grass and bright vetiver. Kind of the perfect scent against the backdrop of the busy bar. And I ask you, listeners, have you ever had that moment where your fragrance and someone else's seem to like harmonize? Like your scents were suddenly doing a slow dance together? Because let me tell you, it's magic. And I can think of a very obvious activity that would get fragrances to harmonize, but let's move forward. Perfume is the most intense form of memory. Domenico Dolce of Dolce & Gabbana. As I'm recording this, I've got my full bottle of Hermes Un Jardin sur le Nile sitting right here beside my keyboard. I don't know, maybe a half hour ago, spritzed my wrist. Been catching these wafts of green citrus while I talk. I keep glancing over at the bottle. Hermes does such a gorgeous job. The bottle was designed by Fred Rahler, and it's said to be inspired by old-fashioned horse-drawn carriage lanterns, which I actually absolutely can see from the cap and the soft glowing column of glass. The tint of the glass, it has like this faint, like fishing line green. It's really delicate but present. The bottle, the shape, it's rounded at the corners, so like there's no harsh edges. I don't know, the bottle, like, it feels hefty. It feels good in your hand. It feels gentle, fluid. It just, it's easy. The cap, there's like a rounded cap, and it, right now it's catching the light from my window, kind of like a bubble of glass hovering above it. I have to say, too, like, the lettering, Un Jardin sur le Nile. It's in this sort of like a garden leaf green color. And there's a little bit of a whisper, kind of a nod to what I would consider like some Egyptian typography. Down at the base is that crisp Hermès Paris trademark logo, kind of grounding it with, you know, grounding it with the, I don't know, what would you call that? The heritage of Hermes and elegance. I don't know. The whole thing feels like part of like a fragrance story. It doesn't just hold the scent. It's like in duet with it. The fragrance itself, the juice, was created by Jean-Claude Elena for Hermès in 2005, after a trip that he took to Aswan, Egypt, where he actually wandered the Garden Islands and found himself very, like, enchanted by the smell of green mangoes that were growing there. They have sort of the whole fragrance. I mean, if you once you know that story of the green mangoes, there's like a bitterness to them that it's that permeates this fragrance. It's a bitter green. It's not like this sweet citrus. It's a very bitter, bitter green, and it's I love it. Actually, the first time that I came across this scent, I remember I was reading author Chandler Burr's book, The Perfect Scent, which documents Elena's journey in creating the fragrance. He dives into another one too, but I'm not really gonna get into all that here. But I don't know. Yeah, ever since then, I really couldn't help but feel that story, like every time that I spritz this fragrance. And then there's, you know, Terre d'Hermès, which same house, same perfumer, Jean-Claude Elena. But the bottle is a whole different mood for that. If Un Jardin sur le Nile is riverbanks and like curved stone, Terre d'Hermès is like architecture. The bottle was designed by Philippe Mouquet. I don't know how to say his last name. And like, it's one of the most classic, like, masculine designs in modern perfumery. Like, it's mimicked quite a bit. And I see it in many bottles. But this one specifically, this one, it's tall, it's rectangular, almost square. This one, the bottle, though, this has, like, sharp, like, deliberate corners. You run your hand over it, and there's, like, it's not soft. Like, this is hard lines. Edges, you know, precision. The cap is also, it's like bold, it's black, it's squared off, it's like a stamp of authority. The only roundness that you'll find is hidden inside the glass on this one, where the fragrance itself, it curves gently with the bottom of the bottle. Everything else is angles, structure. If Un Jardin sur le Nile is riverbanks and curved stones, Terre d'Hermès is architecture, like I said. Masculine, precise. I don't know. And there's just, I have to say, like, just like Mr. Smells Good himself, this fragrance, it really makes an impression. You know, you don't forget it. And here's a part that I find fascinating. I don't actually know what it is about Mr. Smells Good that makes him so attractive to me. I mean, handsome? Check. Fun to flirt with? Check. Sexy in some indefinable can't put my finger on it way? Check. And of course, he smells good. Big check. I don't know. It's interesting though, because I also know that for what I'm looking for in life long term, Mr. Smells Good isn't available. And weirdly, I'm okay with that. Because that leaves me free to just enjoy the flirt, enjoy the moment, and not have to make it into something more. I don't know. And sometimes that is enough. Over time, have I, not even over time, like even more recently, like I haven't always been like, I'm just okay with this. Like I definitely, if someone's not really available long-term, am I always looking for a relationship? It's an interesting thought. It's an interesting question. I think generally I've always been living the way where it's like, they have to be completely available for me. Like for this, we have to get married. We can't flirt and, you know, all those sort of things. But yeah, this just, it leaves me free to just enjoy the flirt, enjoy the moment. And sometimes, you know what? That's enough. And fragrance for me is really mimicking that, or it's really like that too. Like not every scent I come across is the one that I need to buy a full bottle of. Some of them, like Terre de Hermes, like I adore. I'll lean over at a store counter, spritz it on my wrist, breathe it in, revel in the imagery like it stirs up. I enjoy it fully in that moment. And then I walk away. I don't need to own it. Maybe that's the point. Maybe not every attraction that I have is meant to be permanent. Some of this seems so obvious. I don't know. I guess I'm saying it out loud though. Like some things are meant to be spritzed, savored, and released. You can admire them, be moved by them, and still let them drift away. Yeah. And I just have to say too, like on this whole topic, like there is this funny thing about scent. It doesn't always pull you closer. Like sometimes it pushes you away, like hard. There are people, there are people who are really into body odor, like natural musk, like skipping a shower and letting the pheromones fly. And hey, no shade. For some, that's sexy. Me? I'm generally in the clean scent camp, like perfume, cologne, fresh soap. Like I want to lean in and think, yes, not, oh no, emergency exit. Which isn't always the case. Like, oh my God, there's, like I said, there's some people like, there's their pheromones and it's like, okay. You know, I don't know. I guess I don't hate musk. Actually, I wear, especially like in perfume too, like I actually wear Sarah Jessica Parker Lovely, and it has a sort of soft skin-like musk note. Like it smells a bit, musk is the word I'm thinking of, but there's definitely something where it's like, yeah, there's something in there that it definitely reminds me of when you've been working out or something. And it's like, yeah, there's something there. But it also has like sort of this clean, cozy approachableness to it. Like it kind of smells like musk, like with a shower. I don't know. Actually, oh my God, there was this time that I sampled perfumer Dawn Spencer Hurwitz's creation called Chinchilla. Oh my God, let me tell you, that fragrance, it's not just like, oh, that's sexy. This is like sex, full stop. You cannot smell it and not think sex. And while I respect the artistry, because seriously, if a perfumer can capture raw carnality in a bottle, that's a flex. That's a feat. It's not exactly what I want to radiate while I'm standing, like, you know, in line at Target buying milk. But yeah, a scent can pull you in or it can send you sprinting the other way. And both reactions are fascinating to me. And here's a bigger thought. Why does scent have this power, like to pull us close, to like stir a memory, to even spark attraction, like or slam on the brakes? You know, science will tell you that it's about memory, like the limbic system, pheromones. I don't know, but there's still magic in it. Like there's that moment. Like it, like I said, it feels like magic, and it just it does. It makes me wonder, like, what if Mr. Smells Good had been wearing Axe body spray instead of Hermes? Would I still have leaned in like that? What if I'd whispered too? Like, what if at the bar? Like, what if I'd leaned in and whispered the wrong fragrance, like into his neck, like, Old Spice, and then just completely off. I don't know. Like that. I don't know. These are some of the questions that might keep me up at night, people. I don't know. It's fun. A perfume tells the world who you are without a single word. Perfumer Rosia Duff. So, I got a question from a subscriber that I just love. Yeah, it's the perfect follow-up to today's story, actually, with Mr. Smells Good. So, I was going to share it here. The question is, how do you approach gender in fragrance? Do you lean heavily towards scents marketed as masculine, feminine, or unisex? Or is your wardrobe pretty mixed? Is it something that you think consciously about? Signed, Fragment 87. Honestly, this is a really brilliant question because, you know, as we've been talking about with Mr. Smells Good, his fragrance selection, Terre d'Hermes, that is typically considered masculine. And yes, it's incredible. And yes, it works for him. But here's the thing. If I walk past like a female presenting person that was rocking Terre d'Hermes, I would stop in my tracks. Like there's something so fun, I think, like so subversive about bending the quote unquote social norms of fragrance. And like the same goes like for me. Like I present as a somewhat typical cis gay man. And you know, I'm wearing Un Jardin sur le Nil, which is soft, a citrusy, a whisper of lotus flower. At least I think so, that with the lotus flower part. But you really could recognize these fragrances absolutely as leaning masculine and one leaning feminine. But I don't buy into that. Fragrance isn't for one gender. Like that's marketing. That's, here's these strict categories. And that's ridiculous. Oh my God. Like, think about it. Men. Truly rugged, hardy, seasoned men used to wear violet. One of the most floral, delicate notes that you can imagine. I mean, picture this. Picture like a grizzled salt and pepper man coming in from working the docks or like out on a truck, and they smell of violet or hyacinth. Riveting, right? Or picture this, like a woman walking in flowing lace, soft hair, and smelling of gasoline, fire, and incense wood. Oh my God, also captivating. It's that mix. For me, it's that mix. It's the things that don't traditionally go together too. Like, I see that. Like, there's something like mixing those together in our current culture where we don't usually put those things together. I mean, that's kind of what I find thrilling about that within fragrance. And isn't that the joy of scent? Like to like surprise, delight, and like pull you in regardless of gender labels. So like for me, I wear what moves me. I wear what I notice to smell good on me. What sparks like imagination, what hopefully, you know, makes me and other people like want to lean in, just like Mr. Smells Good, right? I don't know. And I guess it's really the fun of this whole story, like how a smell can pull you close, can spark like recognition. It can stir something that maybe you can't even explain. So now I do want to ask you, what's the fragrance you would know instantly on somebody else. The one that, if you leaned in close, you'd think, ah, I know that one. Tell me, leave a comment or send a message, you know, share it with me. I want to know also, like, what scent makes you go grrr in the best way? And hey, I just have to wrap this up and say too, Mr. Smells Good, if you're listening, well, you smelled good, as always. Smooches.